I'm Denise Tsinsai. Time for the Daily Market Wrap this Friday, May 10, 2024. Most Asian markets ended the trading week on a positive note, with initial jobless claims in the U.S. up in April, strengthening hopes for a rate cut by the Federal Reserve. In China, stocks wobbled amid a report that the U.S. could unveil, as soon as next week, a plan to impose tariffs in strategic sectors, including electric vehicles. Here at home, Philippine shares further slide, capping a data-heavy week that ended with market disappointment on first-quarter growth. Next week, the focus turns to the stock market for the PSE's first public listing this year by Oceana Gold Philippines. MSCI rebalancing results follow, and on Thursday, the policy decision of the Philippine Central Bank.
The impact is really for people to spend more and invest more is really the rate cut. So we'll see next week. No? But on the other hand, it seems like it might be a slow one cut. If ever it happens, it might be delayed. I hope it's not delayed because that's really the crux. If that doesn't happen by July, September, then our GDP numbers will be on the pessimistic side. We hope there won't be any major surprises, but generally a rebalancing will be good. The ones being removed, their stock prices are hit, usually temporarily, and then when they try to rebound, but the ones will be included, there'll be a run-up. So it's sometimes a zero-sum game for the Philippines, but it'll be good for some of the corporates.
In corporate stories, Cebu Landmasters booked 6.2 billion pesos in revenues in the first quarter. This was higher by 31% on upbeat performance across its business segments. The Vismin developer says the strong showing pushed its net income attributable to parent to 978 million pesos. CLI adds 27 billion pesos worth of projects are in the pipeline, including its first project in General Santos and more land acquisitions in Luzon. As for Integrated Microelectronics Incorporated, it saw 16% drop in quarterly revenues. This was partly due to its unloading of shares in its British subsidiary, STI. The Ayala-led firm, however, says cost rationalization efforts mitigated the drop in revenues. Net loss also stood at $3.7 million. Meanwhile, the Bank of Commerce raises 6.57 billion pesos from the second tranche of its peso bond offering. Series B is part of the San Miguel Affiliate Lender's 20 billion peso bonds program. Bancom says the offer was 1.3 times oversubscribed, suggesting strong demand. It will be listed on the PDEX on May 16th, proceeds of which will be used for refinancing maturing debt obligations. Next, Alternergy breaks ground for its Labat Wind Power Project in Quezon Province. The ceremony was attended by company executives and officials from the provincial and national governments. The Labat project is targeted for completion by November next year. It will have a total gross capacity of 64 megawatts per hour. Finally, from Double Dragon, the company touts it is closing in on breaching the 100 billion peso mark in total equity. This would make the firm of Edgar Injapsia II one of the few Philippine companies with 12-digit level in total equity. Double Dragon says the NASDAQ listing of its Hotel 101 Global is expected to further fatten its balance sheet. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action.